Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, howdy. I'm looking for something exotic, maybe something from Florida, but also make it kind of local, too.
Pull up to the second window, and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You ordered that in what I think was kind of a Florida panhandle type of, like a Bubba Gump type of accent.
I mean, I can't say that's what I was going for, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it's not a bad place to land for what we're talking about today.
This case is fascinating, and I think, I was telling you off the air, I think we could do a full true crime cast episode on this case, because this guy's a serial killer, but yeah. Also it has some local ties, which are just fascinating, and I was not aware of those until my research on this case, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised that we haven't. And I mean, I looked back through our catalog and we certainly have not. The Casanova killer, the cross country killer. Why don't you get us rolling?
Yeah. Those guys are the nicknames of Glenn Edward Rogers. And Rogers left a trail of victims across multiple states. He claimed that he was responsible for as many as 70 murders, but we are not sure that we believe that. So, let's get to know this guy. So Glenn Edward Rogers was born on July 15th, 1962, just across the river to our north in Hamilton, Ohio. He was one of seven children. From an early age, he showed signs of instability.
Not a great start. He was expelled from junior high before he turned 16. That same year, when he did turn 16, he married his 14-year-old girlfriend, which was something that happened back in the 70s. They had a child. This girl's name was Deborah Ann Nix. They had a child in 1981, but their marriage ended 2 short years after that she started complaining that Glenn Rogers was abusing her. And marriages that start that young are... used to be much more common, and I think there's good reason they're not anymore.
That's my kids' age. I cannot imagine my kids getting married and leaving the home. I mean, they're just, I don't know that they would survive. I mean, they wouldn't be able to feed themselves. But in 1993, Rogers was suspected in the murder of 71-year-old Mark Peters in Hamilton, Ohio. Peters' dismembered remains were later discovered in a family-owned cabin in Kentucky, and Rogers was named as the primary suspect. By 1995, his suspected murders stretched across the country, including cases in California, Mississippi, Florida, and Louisiana. He was on the radar of multiple state law enforcement agencies.
Yeah, and you mentioned that Hamilton's it's part of Cincinnati, which essentially touches Kentucky. So having a cabin across the river is pretty understandable in that situation.
The Cincinnati airport is in Kentucky.
It is. There you go. That's your piece of knowledge from today. One of his most documented crimes happened in Tampa, Florida on November 5th of 1995. Rogers met 34-year-old Tina Marie Cribbs at a bar. She offered him a ride, saying that she'd be back in 15 minutes or so, but of course she never came back. Her body was found 2 days later in a motel room that Rogers had rented under an alias. She had been stabbed to death and her car was missing, meaning that Rogers killed her and stole her car.
So Rogers was arrested on November 13th, 1995. And Jamie, here's the local connection. This was after a high-speed pursuit, and it ended in Waco, Kentucky, which is just in the same county that we live in. And he was found driving Cribb's stolen car. So he was convicted of first-degree murder, armed robbery, and grand theft auto in Florida in 1997, and he was sentenced to death. In 1999, he received a second death sentence in California for the murder of Sandra Gallagher, whose body was found in a burning truck.
While he was behind bars, like you said earlier, Rogers claimed to have killed over 70 people. He later retracted several of those claims, but investigators still believe that he may be involved in more than we know about, and certainly more than he was charged for. One of the most controversial claims came when his own brother Clay alleged that Glenn confessed to the infamous 1994 murders of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. Authorities pretty readily dismissed this confession because they were pretty confident they had their man in O.J. Simpson.
So, I mean, I want to talk more about that sometime, and maybe that can be part of our other show. But, I mean, do you think this guy could have had a role in that, and they were just so narrowed in on O.J. they didn't want to think about other things?
No, I think that was personal, and I regardless of whether it was O.J. or not, which it probably was.
Yeah,
I think it was personal, and I don't think he had a personal tie to that. After spending 30 years on death row, Glenn Edward Rogers was executed by lethal injection on May 15th, 2025, at a Florida state prison. He was pronounced dead at 6:16 just a few weeks ago.
Absolutely. So this was a very recent thing, his lethal injection. Something that caught my eye right before he passed away, he made a pretty vague statement about saying that a lot of questions that you are going to have will be answered soon. And then he kind of gave President Trump some encouragement to keep making America great again. So he chose those as his last words, and never any sign of remorse is what really stood out to me.
Yeah, super glad that he got caught when he did, because however many victims that he had he not been arrested when he was, that number could have certainly grown exponentially. So thankful he was caught. Yeah, I think we need to dig deeper into this. Why was he in Waco? And neither you or I lived in this area yet at the time, but yeah, what was he doing here? And why did he claim OJ? What did he claim any other famous ones? So many questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions I had in particular about his motives. And I think that really that's just speculation. But again, that could be a tease for a later show.
Yep. Cincinnati Airport is in Kentucky. And now you learn something here in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.